I remembered a conversation with Dave Glott, a chief environmental health officer with the North Dakota Health Department, talking about the differences between saltwater spills, oil spills, these type of things. I told Amy, I said, when you call Dave today so he can speak to this issue, if he's willing to do this, tell him we're not stalking him. That's not what we're doing. But the truth is, a number of these things have happened. As of late. And some would say they've been happening for a while and people like me have just been ignoring them. And so in an effort to make sure that we do get information out there, we've asked Dave Glott to come on the show. Dave, good to have you back on News and Views.
Well, it's good to be back.
Did you notice Amy outside your home this morning?
She said she's starting to feel like a stalker, but you're not quite there yet.
She's not there yet. Talk to me about this spill. 1,240 barrels of salt water. How big is this?
It's a good size spill. As far as most of our spills are less than 50 barrels, and this is a good quantity. The good thing is most of it was contained on the well pad site. Some of it did get off site, and the company, we did assess it. The company is going to be looking at cleaning that up in the next day or two.
So what do we do? I mean, what you say it's on the well pad site. Are there protections put on the well pad site that make sure we didn't reach aquifer levels or didn't contaminate soil?
But typically on the well pad, they do have berms to keep it contained on site and also have the ability to clean up most of the or all of the spill as it occurs. Every once in a while, it does get off-site, and that's where we get involved. We, for the most part, they are able to collect and recover most of what they release.
Okay, so Dave, how damaging is salt water? And I want to remind people, if salt water spills and it is uncontained, how much damage can it do?
Well, salt, as most people know, is not good for soil, and plants do not grow very well. And with oil, at least there's the bacteria can break it down and use it as a food source. With salt water, it's conservative. The bacteria don't use it. It just stays in the soil. And so the remediation options are limited. You either flush it out of the soil or you dig it up. And that's all you can do. And if you don't do that, the soil productivity really declines fast.
Because there have been so many cases that have been reported of some of these saltwater spills, some larger, some smaller, it begs the question, do you have the tools in your tool chest to deal with it, to deter it, to make sure that we're regulating it, and to make sure we as North Dakotans and people in the upper Midwest are protecting the most valuable resource we have, which is the land?
Well, you do everything you can, and I'm sure the companies are too, is trying to minimize or eliminate accidents and spills, but they do occur. And with the large amount of development going up in the Bakken, we are going to see spills, and they will continue. Where we can really do a service is make sure they're identified, get to them quickly, and clean them up as quickly as possible. And that's what we're geared to do.
Will fines be levied here?
Probably not on this one because it didn't reach waters of the state, but we will be keeping a close eye on them to make sure they do clean it up. If they don't clean it up, then I think we would, in a timely manner, I think we would pursue enforcement action.
Were you notified in a prompt manner?
Yeah, yes, we were. It happened in the morning. My understanding, it was discovered about 8 o'clock in the morning, and that afternoon we were notified.
And the quote that I read from Amy Dalrymple was, it was unclear whether the valve in the pipeline had been left open or if it had been vandalized. Do you know that now?
I don't know that yet. We do know that there has been some vandalism up in the oil patch, and that does create some issues for the companies. But I do not know if this was vandalism or if it was just operator error.
Do you have any speculation as to why the vandalism? I mean, why? Say you don't like the oil industry. It would seem to me that people who don't like the oil industry, the worst thing they could do is vandalize and contaminate soil.
Yeah, I don't know why people do have vandalism or conduct vandalism. That's just always been a mystery to me, whether it's on the oil patch or any place else. People have their motives, and I just don't know why.
You sounded so much like my dad there. My dad used to say, Joel, I don't know why you do some of the things you do. But it wasn't vandalism he was talking about. Dave, thanks for your time. Appreciate you coming on.
Anytime, Joel.
Dave Glatt with the North Dakota Health Department.